ఆఖ్యానం అత్యద్భుత యోగ నిష్టం. ఆఖ్యాయ అనంత చారితౌ పపన్నం పారీఖితం భాగవతాభిరామం. తన్నా పరం పుణ్యం అసంవృతార్థం ఆఖ్యానమత్యద్భుత యోగ నిష్టం. ఆఖ్యాయ అనంత చరితోపపన్నం పారీఖితం భాగవతాభిరామం. తన్నా పరం పుణ్యం అసంవృతార్థం ఆఖ్యానమత్యద్భుత యోగ నిష్టం. ఆఖ్యాయ అనంత చరితాపపన్నం పారీఖితం భాగవతాభిరామం. తన్నా పరం పుణ్యం అసంవృతార్థం ఆఖ్యానమత్యద్భుత యోగ నిష్టం. ఆఖ్యాయ అనంత చరితోపపన్నం పారీఖితం భాగవతాభిరామం. తన్నా పరం పుణ్యం అసంవృతార్థం ఆఖ్యానమత్యద్భుత యోగ నిష్టం. ఆఖ్యాయ అనంత చరితోపపన్నం పారీఖితం భాగవతాభిరామం. తన్నా పరం పుణ్యం అసంవృతార్థం ఆఖ్యానమత్యద్భుత యోగ నిష్టం. ఆఖ్యాయ అనంత చరితోపపన్నం పారీఖితం భాగవతాభిరామం. మాతాజీ, వట్ వర్ మీనింగ్ తత్, దేర్ ఫోర్, నహ్ అన్ టు ఆస్, పరం సుప్రీం, పుణ్యం ప్యూరిఫై, అసంవృతార్థం యాజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్, ఆఖ్యానం నిరసన్, అతి వెరీ అద్భుత వండర్ఫుల్, యోగనిష్టం కంపాక్ట్ ఇన్ భక్తి యోగ, ఆఖ్యాహి డిస్క్రైబ్, అనంత ది అన్లిమిటెడ్, ఆచరిత యాక్టివిటీస్, ఉపపన్నం ఫుల్ ఆఫ్, పరీక్షితం స్పోకెన్ టు మహారాజ్ పరీక్షిత్, భాగవత ఆఫ్ ది ప్యూర్ డివటీస్, అభిరామం పర్టికులర్లీ వెరీ డియర్, ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పార్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఎసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. దస్ ప్లీజ్ నెరెట్ టు ఆస్ ది నెరెసన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది అన్లిమిటెడ్ ఫర్ దే ఆర్ ప్యూరిఫైంగ్ అండ్ సుప్రీం. దే ఆర్ స్పోకెన్ టు మహారాజ్ పరీక్షిత్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ వెరీ డియర్ టు ది ప్యూర్ డివటీస్ బీయింగ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి యోగ. పార్పోర్ట్ వాట్ వాజ్ స్పోకెన్ టు మహారాజ్ పరీక్షిత్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ వెరీ డియర్ టు ది ప్యూర్ డివటీస్ is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is mainly full of the narrations of the activities of the Supreme Unlimited. And therefore, it is the science of Bhakti Yoga or the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, it is power of or supreme because although it is enriched with all knowledge and religion, it is specifically enriched with devotional service of the Lord. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददान्ति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपां सग्रजात सगण रघुनाथान्वितान्तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तत्कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमः वन्दे श्रीगुरु दिनतारिणं परमानधवाधवं श्रीचैतन्यं हरे कृष्ण आई एम वेरी वेरी ग्रेटफुल टू द अथॉरिटीज फॉर गिविंग मी दिस नाइस वर्स आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज and the Lordship so that I can speak something for my purification and others' pleasure. So, here in Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, in chapter 4, Shaunaka Drishigan, they are asking some questions to Śrūta Goswāmī. They are asking, Abhimanyu Sutam Sutta, Prahur Bhagavat Uttamam, Tasya Janma Mahasharyam, Karmanicha Grunincha. This Parikhit Maharaj is a great devotee of the Lord. And we have heard that his birth and activities are amazing. So, please speak about the birth and activities of Parikhit Maharaj. Then they are asking, Sa Samrat Kasya Vahetu Pandunam Manavardhana Praya Upavishchas Gangayam Anadrita Adhiratriyam. Sa Samrat Kasya Vahetu, you are the emperor of the whole world. Pandunam Manavardhana, he was increasing the prestige of the Pandavas. Like people think that somebody joining ashram is useless. He was not able to do anything from in the outside world. That's why he joined the ashram. So here also you can see, he was Panduna Manavardhana. He was increasing the prestige of the Pandavas. But why he gave up this opulent kingdom and takes shelter of Sukadeva Goswami and Mother Ganga? Then next question they are asking, Namanti Yatpada Palavam. Namanti Yatpada Palam Atmana. So many enemies, they will come and offer obeisance to him. And they will give him tax. It's not like that he was not capable. And at the age of youth, he was a beater. And with that, he gave up his body, gave up his whole kingdom, and he took shelter of Ganges. What is the reason? Then fourth question, Shivaya Lokasya Bhavaya Bhutaye Ye Uttama Shloka Parayana Anjana Jivanti Natpartham Ashoparasrayam Numumocha Nirvedya Kuta Kalevaram Shivaya Lokasya Bhavaya Bhutaye. He was bringing auspiciousness to the whole kingdom. Ye Uttama Shloka Parayana Anjana. With that he was a great devotee of the Lord. Jivanti na atmartham means people when they are in a big post, they do many activities for their self-interest, but he was not doing anything for his self-interest. Jivanti na atmartham also parasram, and he was giving shelter to so many citizens. So in this condition, why he gave up his kingdom and took shelter of Sukadeva Goswami? So to answer this question, Śrīla Gosvāmī starts in chapter 8. After the completion of Mahābhārata, Krishna is ready to go to Dwarka. During that time, Uttara approaches Krishna and praying, Krishna Krishna Mahāyogī Deva Deva Jagatvate Nānyatvam Abhayam Pasye Yatra Vṛttyu Parasparam. Krishna Krishna Mahayogi, Deva Deva Jagatpate, I cannot seek anything who can give me fearlessness. Although his family members are all the great stalwarts, she thinking that nobody can give me fearlessness. Only you can give me fearlessness. So please help me. So Krishna understands that Ashwatthama has released Brahmastra. And so Krishna entered into the home of Uttara and protected. So in this world, there is no one who can give us fearlessness. That's why Govindadas says, Bhajahure mana srinanda nandana abhaya charanara vindare. So he is telling to his mind, you please take shelter of Lord Krishna. Only he can give you fearlessness. So here, Krishna protects the home of Uttara. Then Kunti Maharani offers prayers. Then passing away of Bhishma. And it was a detour. Then again in chapter 12, Śrīla Gosvāmī is asked by Saunakadri Rishigan, hey, it's very nice to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from you, but we want to hear about the birth and activities of Parikshit Maharaj. Please continue. Then, Śrīla Gosvāmī speaks about the birth of Parikshit Maharaj. And when he appears in this world, then Yudhishthira Maharaj invites Krupacharya and Dhauma to, you please give him name and tell him about his future activities. Only dekho patrika dekho. So during that time the Brahmanas gives up. Tasya nama Vishnurata iti lokye bhavishati nasandeha mahabhaga mahabhaga vatos mahan. So here Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking whether this child is going to be a Rajarshi or not, because they are coming from Rajarshi background. So it was in his doubt. So that's why he is asking to Gamya and Krupacharya. No, don't worry. He will become Tasya Namnam Vishnurata. His name will become Vishnurata because he was protected by Lord Vishnu. Tasya Namnam Vishnurata. Iti loke bhavishyati. Na sandeha Mahabhaga. You are a great Bhagavata. And don't fear, don't doubt that he will not become a Mahabhagavata. He will also become a Mahabhagavata. Then he describes the qualities of Parikshit Maharaj. You will become a great devotee like Prahlad Maharaj. You will become very patient like Bali Maharaj. You will be tolerant like parents. Satya Sandha like Lord Ram. Like so many qualities are predicted. After that, then he is telling that in the future he will chastise Kali, and after that, when he will be coerced by a Brahman boy, he will go to the Ganga and take shelter of Sukadeva Goswami and hear Bhagavatam from him. And at that time, you will be killed by Takshaka and go to the spiritual world. So, after it happens in chapter 12. Then again in chapter 17, 16 or 17, something like that. So, then there will be a description of activities of Parikshit Maharaj. So, then it is mentioned that Parikshit Maharaj chastised Kali. Suta Goswami was asked by Sanugadrishna, why he was chastised? Why he didn't kill Kali? Why he chastised Kali? So, there it is mentioned that Parikshit Maharaj is a realistic person. He was not an idealistic person. So, it is mentioned that Nanudvasti Kalim Samrat Saranga Iva Sarabhu Kushalani Asu Siddhanti Netarani Krutani Yat Nanudvasti Kalim Samrat. He was not envious of Kali. Because he was like a Saranga Iva Sarabhu. He was like the essence seeker. Like a honeybee sits on a flower. Without destroying the flower, he collects the honey. Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj understood the essence of Kali. He is a realistic person. Normally what happens, idealistic, I was hearing from Radhachandran Prabhu, you are telling that realistic and idealistic, what is the difference? Now, idealistic person means he is attached to the so many details. He does not consider about the time, place, circumstances. And Prabhuji was giving the example of Srila Prabhupada. When Prabhupada was in West, he was trying to convert the churches and plots into temples. So many Hindi people will come and they will chastise with Prabhupada. Why are you making this church into a temple? Why don't you buy a particular land and make a temple like Gopuram and all the things? So Prabhupada, it is necessary because Prabhupada is realistic. What are the temple activities? Studying Bhagavatam and teaching Bhagavatam, all these things. That is happening. What do you need? So, here, Parikshit Maharaj, he was essence seeker. So, he gave shelter to Kali. So, once upon a time, he went for a hunting excursion. And he was fully fatigued, thirsty. And he was searching for some water. And he approached, he found a place, Samikrushi Ashram. He approached Samikrushi and asked for some water. But Rushi was, that sage was fully absorbed. He was totally out of this world. So here, Parikshit Maharaj felt insulted. He lifted a dead snake and kept that snake on the neck of the Samikrushi. So thing is that, how it is that Parikshit Maharaj, such a great devotee of the Lord, Mahabhagavat, can do this activity? So it is mentioned that this is the desire of the Lord. Because a sage is always ready to give respect to the guests. Here this sage is also unable to pay respect to the king. And king is also great Bhagavat Rajasi. He is supposed to give respect to the sages. But here he is insulting means this is the desire of the Lord. In the other way, when Parikshit Maharaj was in the womb of his mother, he was not fatigued and thirsted by the Brahmastra. How he can be thirsty and fatigued by doing hunting? So in this condition, Parikshit Maharaj kept that snake and goes back, and Samikrushi's son, Sringi, he calls it that after 7 days, he will die. And this news was passed to Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, he gave up everything and goes to this bank of Ganges to hear Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami. So, at the same time, Sukadeva Goswami, who was an Atmaram, who was fully satisfied with himself. He had no time for others. This is mentioned that Sadh go dohana matrami gruheshu gruham edhinam avekhyata mahabhaga sitchi kurvasi tadasram. He would wait in a householder's house, how much time? That much time it will take to milk a cow. So Sukadeva Goswami, he is approaching there and he has time to give, to speak Bhagavatam plus 7 days. So it is the matter of Bhagavatam. When there is discussion about the Lord and Bhagavatam, great devotee Atmaram Sukadeva Goswami, he had 7 days. But he never had time for 5-10 minutes. Other way, Parikshit Maharaj, who was very, very busy in his kingly services, administration, he had time to give up everything to hear Bhagavatam. That's it. They have given priority to Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the essence. So one more thing. So here again, in the future, Parikshit Maharaj is telling to Sukadeva Goswami, so I am hearing Bhagavatam. Pivantam tam katham bhojam chyutam hari katham rutam. Because I am hearing, drinking the nectar of the Lord, I am not hurt by this thirst and hunger. So here, he is hearing continuously for many days. He is not thirsty and not hungry. But there he got hungry and thirsty. Why? Now this is the desire of the Lord. Similarly, if you consider even Raghunath Das Goswami, when he leaves his home and going to Jagannath Puri, on the way, he had the same thing. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions, Patha chadi upapate jaye na dhaiya Sri Chaitanya Nityananda charana chintiya. So he gave up the original path, main path, and he's going through this subway. And he was absorbed in thinking about the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda. Bhojana apekhya nahi samasta divasa gamana kshudha nahi vadhe chaitanya charana prapte mana. So here, although he is not getting any food to eat, but he is not feeling any hungry. Kshudha nahi vadhe. Because he has that rapt attention, vyagra chitesa, to get the lotus feet of Nitai Gaurachandra. So in this way, this first canto, all these questions and answers are happening. And now we'll discuss about this verse. So here, Tanna Param Punyam Asam Vratartham. Here this sabda, this word is used as parama punyam. We'll read this answer in one second. Thus, please narrate to us the narrations of the unlimited, for they are purifying and supreme. So, Prabhupada uses the meaning of this word parama punyam. This hearing and reading Srimad Bhagavatam is parama punyam. There is punya. People, they render so many pious activities so that they can go to the swarga. So it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, tetvam punya, tetvam bhakta, swarga loka vishalam, khina punya, matya loka vishanti. After the exhaustion of their pious activities, they again come back to this material world. So here, punya means here they will get prema bhakti, parama punyam. So here Prabhupada writes in his song, Srimad Bhagavad Kathai Tava Avataro Dhira Haya Sunya Jadi Kane Varvar. This Srimad Bhagavatam, the incarnation of the Lord. If somebody reads this Bhagavatam with patience, then what happens? Na sunbatam sa katha krishna punya sravan kirtana hridi antastha hi abhadrani vidhunati susram. Sunbatam, if somebody hears this Bhagavatam through his ear holes, sunbatam sa katha krishna punya sravan kirtana. What will happen? Na Shiyante chasya karmani. Uska all his karmic activities are destroyed. His heart is purified. Vidyate hrude granthi shiyante chasya karmani. So this is param punyam. Because whatever pious activities we do, that will exist. That will extinguish with the passage of time. But whatever devotional service we do, that is never extinguished. It's a parama punyam. So, for example, I was hearing one past time, there was a devotee, his name was Punyadham. Most of you might be knowing. He was staying near to the Ganges, very close to the Ganges. But he had so much attraction for Bhagavatam and Vaishnava Shiva. Because they were the great devotee, Bhruvat Bhada. He used to hear Bhagavatam from Bhruvat Bhada every day. And the remaining time, he will serve the devotees. Right, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu kahe Vaishnava Seva Nama Sankitana Duikara Sigra Pave Sri Krishna Charana Vaishnava Seva Nama Sankitana. So he was fully absorbed to hear Bhagavatam and serve the devotees. Although this Ganges was very close to him, he never visited, never took bath in Ganges. So once upon a time, some devotees came from south, and there is where they requested to Punyadham, is it possible for you to accommodate us? Why not? So he accommodated them and fed them, gave them some mahaprasad. While eating, this devotee, they asked to Punyadham, how far is Ganges from here? Punyadham is telling that, I have heard that it's near about 4 kilometers, but actually I have not visited. I have never taken bath in Ganges. So hearing that, these two devotees, they became very angry. Well, you are a very sinful person. We will not accept anything from you. So they left that place and they went to have darshan of Mother Ganges and take bath. But when they approached Mother Ganges, they found that Mother Ganges is fully dry. No water at all. So on the backs only, they tried to go forward and forward. And they at last they reached at Gangotri. And there also, no water. So they prayed to Mother Ganges. So Mother Ganga appeared and she telling that, see, you know, who are these devotees? So most of the people, they come to take bath in my water just to clear their sins. But these great souls, when I go to serve these great cells, what happens? I am getting purified. So you have insulted my devotees. You both of you go and beg forgiveness to that devotees. So this devotees came back to Punyadham and asked for forgiveness. And Punyadham, he helped them. And they stayed there for 2 years, continuously hearing Krishna Katha. That is the power of Krishna Katha. So, in my initial days of Krishna consciousness, during 2005, you know, May, June, something like that, hardly two times I visited this temple. So, I was hearing Bhagavatam class here, Sunday Peace class. So, one devotee told that in the Bhagavatam, in the Sunday Peace class only, if you are not reading Bhagavatam, then your eyes are like bulbs, it's useless. And if you are not hearing Krishna Katha, then your ears are also useless. It's like snake holes. So it was a great concern to me. Because from my childhood, I never liked to study my material studies also. Just before the exam, 2-3 days, I used to study. So my parents asked me, after completion of my diploma, they asked me, why don't you go for B.Tech? Well, no, I am not interested. So here, after coming here, they are telling me, you should study, Bhagavatam study. So, it was a difficult thing for me. Then, during our BT, Brahmachari training, we had a discussion with Gauranga Prabhu for our Vidyapit courses, Bhagavatam. And the structure was such that throughout the day, morning up to 4-5 hours you study, and in the you attend the classes in the afternoon, you go and do a personal study, memorize slokas, and next day you write the exam. So I asked Gauranga Prabhu, Prabhuji, it's not possible for me. So I am a passionate person, I don't have that much patience to study throughout the day. Prabhuji told me, what is the problem? During your medical study you used to study. What is the problem? You just have some connection, you will get some test. So like that, the Srimad Bhagavatam is param punyam. Just if you have connection with these books, it will give us so much nectar. Actually, whenever I am facing some problems, I try to hear some classes. Maharaj, Hallarsam Maharaj, Nitadrasam, parts of Bhagavatam. That gives me some strength. So this book is Sanatana Goswami. She says, Madeka Bandhu Matsangi Madguru Matmahadhanam Madnistaraka Madbhagya Madananda Namastute. Madeka Guru. Sanatana Goswami, this is my only guru. Matsangi, my only associate. So they have that much attachment to Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, Parama Punyam. Then one more Shabda used is Asambhrutartham. Prabhupada translates this word as as it is. So here, Asambhrutartham means, there is one word called Abhruta, which is covered. Sambhrutam is fully covered. Asambhrutam is not fully covered. Artham is as it is. So here, Sutta Goswami is asked by Sanakadi Goswagan, they are telling, you speak about Srimad Bhagavatam as you have heard to your Guru Sukadeva Goswami. As it is. Don't do any editing. Eh? So, like last Sunday, Shyamananda Prabhu, he was telling that people like to give their own brain into the Shastras. He quoted one word, Vaidehi. Vaidehi means, somebody has quoted that this means, Vaidehi means, this is one of the name of Sita, Sita Devi. And that person was telling that who has nobody. So this is the interpretation. So that's why here it is mentioned that you repeat whatever you heard from your guru. Do not do any interpretation. Don't do any mixture. So here one more thing is Asambhruta Artha means, so this Bhagavatam does not cover the meaning of Vedas and Itihasas. Whatever is there in the Vedas, Itihasas, everything is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nothing is excluded. It includes Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha with Prema, Bhakti. So nothing is excluded. But on the other way, if you go to the Vedas, it is very difficult to understand. It does not directly speak about the Lord directly. But Srimad Bhagavatam speaks about the Lord directly. It's very easy to understand also. That's why, Veda Ramayana Chaiva Purane Bharate Tatha Adyavante Cha Madhye Cha Hari Sarvatra Giyate. Wherever, whatever Shastra you go, Lord Hari is glorified. So, this is Asambhrutartham. Akhyanam, please describe. Because they are very, very eager to hear. So, hearing Krishna Katha, it is mentioned that whenever some superior devotee is there in front of us, we should hear Krishna Katha from him. When equals are there, we should discuss. When somebody new is there, we should speak Srimad Bhagavatam. And when nobody is there, we should read Bhagavatam. So, here, Akhyanam, this eagerness of the sages, that is, when the hearers are very, very eager to hear, the speaker is also enthused to speak. And even Parikshit Maharaj, he asked to Sukadeva Goswami. So, because I am hearing Krishna Katha since a long period of time from you, you don't think that I am already satisfied. My heart is not satiated at all. Because I am pained by the three miseries. It is mentioned in the 8th canto, 3rd chapter. So, So whenever we hear Krishna Katha, all our miseries are gone. So that's why there is one so Niti Shastra, that is all, Bhogena Bhokta Bayameva Bhokta. Bhogena Bhokta Bayameva Bhokta. Tapena Tapta Bayameva Tapta. Kalo na jato Bayameva Jata. Trushna na jinna Bayameva Jinna. Bhogena Bhokta Bayameva Bhokta. Look, people think that this life is meant for enjoyment. So here he telling that we cannot enjoy. This enjoyment will enjoy us. So bhogena bhukta, bhayamaya bhukta. Tapana tapta, bhayamaya tapta. Somebody tell, I will do some austerities, tapasya. No. Our tapasya will not give us perfection. Tapana tapta, bhayamaya tapta. But at the time, passive time, will be also face so many miseries, tapta. Kala na jata, bhayamaya jata. People think that so many problems are coming in my life. This time will go away. No. Kala na jata, bhayam jata. But these problems will not go away, but will pass away. Trushna na jinna. The thirst for material things. People think that if I enjoy more, then this trushna will be digested. No. Trushna na jinna. Trushna will not digest. No, bhayam eva jinna. Hum log khud digest ho jayenge. So, the here, this Trushna for Bhagavad Katha, see here, sages are very, very eager to hear Krishna Katha. Please keep on, like in the second chapter, I think, one sloka goes. Vayam tu na vitrupyama uttama sloka vikrame yasunvatam kathaksa yanam sadhu sadhu pade pade. Vayam tu na vitrupyama. I am not satisfied. We are not satisfied. Please keep on speaking Krishna Katha. So that's why it is Akhyanam. They were very, very eager to hear Krishna Katha from Shuta Goswami. Then it is mentioned that Ati Adhuta Yoga is Nishtam. This Bhakti Yoga, devotional service is Ati Adhuta. Why? Because in this path you do less, get more. There is no loss in this path. Like people, they try from Goloka, Bhulok, they can go to this Golaklok, from Bhulok to Golaklok. Or even you can think about that. It's also mentioned that nice verse comes. Yanasthaya Nara Rajan. So this path is like that. If somebody goes through this path, he never fails. Never slips from his path. Dhava Nimilya Vanyate Na Skalat Na Patetiyo. Even if somebody runs with his eyes closed, either he will sleep, either he will fall, something will happen. But this path is like that. Even if somebody moves in this path with closing his eyes, he'll never trip, never fall. That is this path. So, Ati Adhuta Yoga Nishtam. Just for example, just see about the Ajamil. Mriyamana Hare Namo Grunan Putra Ucharityam. Ajamil api, even though Ajamil, he chanted the name of his own son, Narayan, he called his once a Narayan, but he was saved. That is the Adhuta path. Like you can compare this path. Balmiki, just think about the Balmiki, Ratnakar. He was unable to chant the name of Lord Ram. So he was given the name Mara, Mara, Mara. But at the last, he was able to write Ramayan. That's why this is Adhuta path. So, Akshay Ananta Acharitopapannam Parikhitam Bhagavatam Bhagavata Bhiramam. So, this Bhagavatam was given to whom? Parikshit Maharaj. And this Bhagavatam is very, very dear to the devotees of the Lord. So, even you see how Srinivasu Acharya, he wanted to learn Srimad Bhagavatam. He goes to Jagannath Puri to study Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit telling that, see, I used to speak Bhagavatam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And while I was fully absorbed, because of my tears, this Bhagavatam is washed away. You go get a new copy of Bhagavatam so that we can discuss. So Srinivasa Acharya goes back to Bengal again. He finds a Bhagavatam and he goes back to Jagannath Puri. He finds Gadadhar Pandit not there. Again he comes back to Bengal. Then Narahari Das Thakur is telling that you go to Vrindavan and study Bhagavatam from Sanatana Goswami Rupa Goswami. He reaches there. He finds Sanatana Goswami Rupa Goswami both are not there. Then he approaches Jiva Goswami to study Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Bhagavatam is very, very dear to the devotees. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear from Gadadhar Pandit. That's why. Lord Ram, he is also attracted towards his own pastimes. Even this pastimes, this Bhagavatam, attracts to the Lord also. Lord Ram is ready to, he has so much observed to hear Rama and from Lava and Krishna that he forgets about his own position and comes down and sits with his citizens. So that's why this Bhagavatam is very, very dear to the devotees and to the Lord also. So Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, he tells that his health was not good. And doctor told him that, Maharaj, stop giving Bhagavatam classes. So Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj telling that, see, I shall not give Bhagavatam class, I will have headache. So better let me give the Bhagavatam class. And his Bhagavatam class will start at 8 o'clock, it will continue to 11:30, something like that. 3 hours, 3.5 hours, Bhagavatam class. And Radha Govind Swami Maharaj, what is the problem? You sit and hear Bhagavatam class, and if you are not able to hear Bhagavatam class, while sitting you are feeling sleepy, you stand up and hear Bhagavatam class. Then if you are not unable to make it up, you go and sleep, and while lying down you hear Bhagavatam class. So there is no restriction to hear Bhagavatam. So it is mentioned that sada sevya Srimad Bhagavati katha jasya shravana matrena harim chittam samasraye sada sevya Srimad Bhagavati katha. Srimad Bhagavati katha hamesha ananda lena chahiye, padhna chahiye. Sada sevya Srimad Bhagavati katha jasya shravana matrena harim chittam samasraye. If you hear Srimad Bhagavati katha, what will happen? Now Lord Hari will take shelter in the heart of the devotees. So I'll tell one story. After that we'll wind up. So there was a great devotee whose name was Punthanam. Many of the devotees might be knowing. So he was in Kerala, great devotee of the Lord. He was very famous for his Bhagavatam discourses. And when he will speak Bhagavatam, people will so much absorb in his Bhagavatam katha that they will forget everything. So actually there was a Lord Shiva's temple near to that place that is called Koyilur. And that Lord Shiva temple, was open only for few days in a year. So out the day it was closed. So this Punthanam, he got a chance I'll go there and study Bhagavatam, read Bhagavatam, give good discourses. So he goes there, takes bath, and gives Bhagavatam discourses. So many devotees come to hear Bhagavatam. And everybody was fully absorbed and everybody was mesmerized. So he started 10th canto, continued for a few days. Then he comes to the chapter, 60th chapter, Lord Krishna teaches Rukmini Devi. So Lord Krishna telling, Rukmini Devi, why did you marry me? I am a simple cowherd boy. I do not have any opulence. You are missing. If you would have married to Jarasandha, Shishupal, they would have given you so many opulence, so many facilities, but I am a small person. I do not have anything. So, hearing this, Rukmini Devi started crying. Then Krishna consulted him. Don't worry, I was joking. So, when this chapter comes, the Punthanam studying, reciting and giving discourses, everybody was fully absorbed. He completed this chapter. He kept a bookmarking, page marking, and he goes back. Next day comes to for discoursing Bhagavatam. He finds, again the starting of this 16th chapter. He says, how it is that? I have covered this chapter yesterday. Again, who is keeping this? So again he continued this same chapter. So it continued for many days. And everybody is releasing same things like that. People go to watch movies to hear, like Radha Sam Prabhu are telling. People, when they travel, when they eat something or drink something, they are very cautious of their body. Drinking means packaged drinking water, cold packaged drinking water. And eating means they think about that. But when they are thinking about the consciousness, they are very poor. They do not have any discrimination. That's why they read all nonsense books, which is nothing to give. That nonsense, all those nonsense books will contaminate their consciousness. They are not thinking about their consciousness. They are thinking about their body. So, here, Punthanam was reading the chapters and he is thinking, how it is that again same chapter is coming again and again? Because somebody is changing this. So he continued it for many days. So on the last day, when this temple is going to be closed for 1 year, and he discourse, he spoke the Bhagavatam, he recited, discourse, he gave a good discourse, and comes back. And after coming back, he was going to his hometown. And he forgot that, hey, I have left my Bhagavatam. I have to go back and bring that Bhagavatam. He crosses the river, reaches at the temple door, and he sees that temple is closed. I do not have any option. What should I do? So he sees in that hole, that the key lock hole, that Lord Shiva is giving discourses on same chapter, and Parvati and Bhutas, all the Bhutas ghosts there are hearing. So he was misheard. And after the completion of the chapter, Lord Shiva asked to Parvati, Parvati, how did you like this discourses today? Parvati telling that it was nice, but not so like Punthanam's discourses. Then Lord Shiva telling, okay, yes, actually like that only. I also felt like that. So that much taste they have for Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very rare. Even for the, yeah, when this discourses were happening, all the demigods are coming to hear Bhagavatam. On the exchange, they wanted to share nectar. We'll give nectar to Parikrit Maharaj, he will not die, and at the same time, we'll hear Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami, you do not have any place here. All of you go away from here. Because you are comparing Bhagavatam with nectar. So, in this way, the Prabhupada has given his life to this first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he expects us to study and apply these principles. I am very, very lowly. I do not have any understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because of the mercy of the devotees, I am sitting here. And I pray to all of you, please bless me so that I can understand something, apply something in my life, and make my life successful. Hare Krishna. Thank you.